The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I've never been a babysitter, unless you count looking after my little brother on the odd occasion, but I do have a babysitter story for you all. This all happened back when I was about 10 or 11, as it was the last year of primary school for me, and I remember being really excited about going to big school, as my mom and dad phrased it. They were off to some work function, and I needed a babysitter. I distinctly remember them being worried that they wouldn't be able to go, as I think they left it quite late and were worried that they wouldn't be able to find a sitter. I didn't want to be left alone with a stranger, so I remember being absolutely gutted when they said they'd managed to find someone to stay for a few hours on a Saturday evening. But when the time came and the babysitter arrived, I remember thinking that it wouldn't be so bad.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
She was very pretty and seemed genuinely lovely. Some university student called Sarah, I can't quite remember, but she pretty much won my parents over in the first few minutes, and well, since they liked her so much, I kind of liked her too. She told me we'd have a little slumber party, that we could watch my favorite film, and my parents sweetened the deal by saying that they'd leave us money for some pizza. So I really did perk up for a bit as they showed the girl around the house and actually warmed up to the idea as they left the house, and Sarah, who we'll just call her now for the story's sake, she began to order us pizza. Only, that's when things started to get a bit weird. She asked me what my favorite topping was, in a voice that didn't sound nearly as jolly as before. When I told her I liked pepperoni the most, still my favorite, she just laughed and told me she was a vegetarian. I tried to tell her we could always get two smaller pizzas, but she just ignored me as she placed an order for a large spicy veggie one. I hated spice, and I still do. I can't handle chilies for the life of me, even as a grown-up, so the younger me was absolutely heartbroken that I'd been pretty much shut out of the pizza party that we were supposed to be throwing. And it all went downhill from there. There was a knock at the door a little while after she called, and I suspected it was the delivery guy, but it wasn't. From the top of the stairs, I watched as some lad in his own clothes stepped out of the cold and into our hallway. I was confused as to what was going on, where the pizza was and all that, but when the pair of them started sharing this really horrible wet kiss, I got onto the fact that it was obviously her boyfriend or something. And this is all after hearing my parents make it clear to her that she wasn't allowed any company around. So I was really bloody annoyed at this point, like furious. so I snuck down into the kitchen to try and find the house phone to call my mom. Only it wasn't in the charger. I trot around for a wee bit trying to find the thing when I realize there's a good chance the babysitter had it with her. I walked down the hall to the living room where she and her boyfriend were, open the door, and pretty much recoil at what I see. They're doing stuff, right there on the couch. Sarah screams at me to get out and shuts the door, and I respond with asking her for the phone. She doesn't even acknowledge my request, gets up from the couch with fury in her eyes and slams the door on me before screaming through the wood to get back up to my room and be quiet. I told her I was hungry, but again, absolutely no acknowledgement. So I went back up to my room and just bawled my eyes out. So it's pretty important to remember that this was like the mid-90s, back when the internet or mobile phones weren't exactly available or affordable for a family like mine. If this had happened nowadays, it would be a piece of pie to just phone my parents or, hey, even take a photo of the boyfriend being there and that would be that. But I just didn't have those options available to me, and even if I had, this girl was so conniving that she'd probably have found a way around it. But that sort of maltreatment wasn't what scared me. Yeah, it was upsetting, but another danger became more of a priority when I realized that they had trapped the family dog inside the living room with them. I went back downstairs facing my fears and hoping I could at least get Jazz out of the room with them. She was an Australian Shepherd, one of those dogs that's dead shaggy but also looks like someone spilled a can of paint over them or something. I loved her so, so much, and I had to rescue her. So I knock on the living room door, only to get told to go away. I knock again, telling the babysitter that it was important that Jazz had to go outside to have a wee or for her to be taken on a walk so she could do a number two. Again, she barked at me to go away. I wasn't about to let this happen to my best friend in the world, though, so I pushed the door open just in time to see the boyfriend do something frankly unbelievable. So in England, we play cricket, don't we? And the balls are insanely hard. Like, I think they might be even harder than baseballs you Americans play with. Solid cork on the inside with a tough leather binding. People actually died from getting hit on the head with cricket balls. Jazz loved her cricket ball. We tried throwing tennis balls and stuff for her, but I think she just liked that leather smell the cricket ball gave off. Maybe it reminded her of actually chasing an animal or something. I don't know. But either way, I opened the door of the living room to find the boyfriend of the sitter just lashing the cricket ball at Jazz. So hard that when it hit her back leg, she yelped, all high-pitched. I tried to run in to rescue her, to pull her into my room where she could be safe, but the boyfriend was fast. He pushed me back into the hallway, shut the door, and then I'm certain he wedged something against it, because I couldn't open it at all from then on.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I went up to my room and cried myself to sleep, only waking up to hear my parents talking to the sitter when they got home. I didn't make a sound. I was just too scared. For some reason, I had it in my head that the boyfriend would hurt them. I don't know. Kids are daft like that, I suppose, but of course, he wasn't there. He left before my mom and dad got home. I think the real nightmare was that the sitter had actually spun some pure sob story about how I'd been really bad and terribly behaved all evening, how I'd been a brat and demanded this, that, and the other, and they made a huge bloody mistake. The absolute wankers. because that cricket ball had left a huge welt on Jazz's hind leg. And when my dad found out that, I'd at least been partially telling the truth about what they'd been up to. And God, you should have seen how livid he was. I won't bore you with the petty details, but let's just say that that sitter and her boyfriend ended up actually getting arrested on animal cruelty charges, and I know for a fact that he ended up getting convicted and fined for it. So, I suppose a silver lining to a truly terrible night, but be careful who you're hiring to sit your kids, people. I'm 24, female, and this happened at my old job. My mom decided that I needed a job, one that wouldn't cause much stress, interfere with school, and could keep me out of trouble on the weekends, so I elected to babysit for neighbors, cousins, and other families around my neighborhood. I was 17, I had a good time with friends, and it was the easiest way to make money. Seeing the kids' face light up when they would see me made the job that much more enjoyable, but the last group of kids I babysat were weird. I would watch them 4 days a week. I would help them with their homework and make sure that they were fed and asleep by 7 o'clock at night. Things were great for the first few months, but I began to feel like they were imagining things or something, which is when things got weirder. Marissa was the oldest, she was 8, Larry was the middle child, he was 6, and Alexis was the baby, she was 3. I can recall one particular night when I was swamped with homework. The kids were watching TV in the living room while I was sitting at the kitchen table. Math wasn't the easiest subject for me, so it took more time to concentrate on, being too focused on something else while babysitting isn't a good thing. A while had passed until I realized that the house was strangely quiet. I looked up from the table to see the kids sitting on the kitchen floor, looking up at me with those sweet eyes. "What are you doing?" I asked. "Waiting to go home?" Marissa smiled. "You're already home, silly." "No, we live with you," she said. "I'm only the babysitter, sweetie. I watch over you when Mom and Dad need a night for themselves," I laughed. "But Jackson said that you were our mom. You gave us these new parents because you had to." "Who's Jackson?" I questioned. "The man in my closet," she responded. "How long has that man been in your closet?" "I don't know," she shrugged. "But he says that you're pretty and kind." "You have quite the imagination, Marissa," I chuckled. A sinking feeling of dread settled over me when I heard the floorboards overhead creaking because of something walking around. The heavy footsteps frightened Larry and Alexis. They tightly hugged my legs while Marissa looked at the ceiling. "Jackson's here," she clapped. I never jumped out of my chair faster than I had at that moment. I scooped the kids up in my arms and rushed them to the front porch. "I need you to go to Mr. Hughes's house and get help." "We want to stay here with you," she pouted. "Just go!" I pushed her. They didn't really understand why I was being so frantic, but Marissa nodded before grabbing her brother and sister's hand. I watched them run off the porch and across the yard before I stepped inside the house to face whatever it was inside the child's bedroom. I grabbed a knife from the kitchen sink, slowly crept up the stairs, and stood outside of Marissa's room. I gently pressed my ear against the door. Muffled noises met my line of hearing, which caused me to swing the door open. Marissa's window was open. The cool breeze drifting into the room caused alarm bells to go off.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
I know for a fact the window was closed prior to putting those kids in front of the TV. The dresser drawers were open, clothes strewn across the floor and toys scattered on the bed. It was at that moment, as I was reaching for the protruding light switch, that I asked myself why I didn't just call the police. I suppose it was just instinct to defend the children. I flicked the light on to see the man sitting in the closet, his back against the wall, his belt undone and a toothless grin greeting me.
"You're even prettier in person,"
he wheezed. My chest felt like it was tightening. I struggled to take a breath, but the sound of sirens filled me with relief. The man jumped up from the floor, knocked me into the wall, and ran out the room. I sank to the floor and let the tears go. The kids made it to the neighbor's house and banged on the door until Mr. Hughes answered it. He was alarmed when he saw the bedroom light illuminate the backyard, so he called 911. Mrs. Hughes sat in the dining room with Marissa, Larry, and Alexis until the police arrived. The man hiding in the closet had apparently been living in there for a few weeks. He was in his 40s, strung out on something and homeless. I don't know what happened to him, but that ended my babysitting career permanently. My advice to anyone who might babysit in the future: please check the house before you get too comfortable. You never know what is going to happen. So, for the longest time in my teenage years, I earned a few bucks a week by doing babysitting work. It always made me giggle at how there are so many urban legends based around babysitting. The serial killer that stalks the unwitting teen, the call coming from inside the house, pretty much every Halloween movie in some manner that seems to present babysitting as the vocation of those with a death wish, when in reality, the only thing likely to kill you is the boredom. Sure, you get a bratty kid and it makes an evening a little more challenging, but you get a good one and you're basically sat on the couch for hours on end watching tedious cable TV shows and counting the minutes until the parents get home. Saying that, I did babysit for one family that ended in a frankly terrifying experience that ended up in me never, ever sitting for them ever again. It only happened once, but sometimes once is enough. So I arrive at this big old house a few blocks away from my parents' house at around 6:30 one Friday evening. The parents of the kid seem incredibly charming, and the kid is one of the more adorable little tykes that I've had the good fortune of minding. We go over a brief list of rules: what the kid is and isn't allowed to eat, how much I'll be paid, and how long I'll be sitting for, and that sort of thing. Then the parents head out to whatever fancy party that they had been planning on attending. All goes well for a little while. The kid wouldn't eat their carrots, but when I pretended that they were delicious by taking little bites myself, they soon broke into a smile and pretty much demolished the little bowl of hummus that we were sharing. With a kid fed, I gave her a bath, tucked her into bed, and that's that. It was honestly one of the easier jobs I'd had, right up until the sun started to go down. So once the kid's asleep, I head downstairs to order a pizza on the parents' dollar. Like I said, they were perfectly nice and polite when we first met, and it's not often that job comes with free food. Pizza arrives pretty quickly, and I even tip the delivery guy a few dollars just to say thank you for being so fast. He's literally counting out the change in dollar bills when his head snaps to the side, like he's looking into the bushes at the side of the house. I ask him if everything is okay, peering out from the door to see what he's looking at. But there's nothing, just dark bushes. He says something along the lines of, "Sorry, guess I'm just tired. Mind's playing tricks on me." He laughs awkwardly, then walks back to his car while thanking me again for the tip. I didn't think anything of it. I mean, it was probably just a cat or something, right? So we got back inside to eat, have a full-on carb overload, and end up just lying there on the couch watching TLC. There were these big bay windows in the family's TV room, and I had drawn the curtains earlier to block out the glare on the TV. Only I hadn't drawn them all the way, and there was a slight crack in the curtains that allowed me to see into the dark front yard. At one point, my eyes were drawn to this little crack, and I could swear I saw a dark shape where street lights were previously visible. I sit up, focusing my eyes on the shape and wondering if it were my mind playing tricks on me this time, when it moved. I wasn't going nuts. I had been looking at someone or something who was in turn looking at me through the big old windows. That's about when I started to freak out. I had been super chilled all evening, but now I was getting that distinctly paranoid feeling like someone was watching me, someone who didn't exactly have the best of intentions. I run around the house, making sure all the doors and windows are locked as a precaution, all before keeping their cordless phone as close as possible so that, if it came to it, I could call the cops. I was sure I had seen someone, but the chances of them just vacating the area at the sight of flashing lights then returning later could be a huge possibility, and a terrifying one at that. So I decided to shoot my shot only when it would be absolutely necessary. Appearing to waste police time would not be doing me any favors. I suppose I'm just trying to explain why I didn't call the cops right away. I've had friends of mine say that they have just called 911 right then and there, but I wasn't 100% sure of anything right then. I'd seen a shape, not Michael Myers pointing a knife at me. Life isn't black and white most of the time, I was thinking. Anyway, I've secured all the windows and doors, shoved the cordless phone into my hoodie's front pouch, and have even positioned a Little League bat near the couch so that I was sort of armed. So by that point, I started to feel relatively safe again. If there was some creeper lurking outside looking to prey on a teenage babysitter, they would get one heck of a rude awakening when I waved my bat at them and screamed that the cops were on the way. So I lie back on the couch, but naturally find myself unable to relax. I open the curtains back up so I can see if anyone is hanging around in the front yard, keeping my eyes on the windows every so often in between watching whatever social train wreck is on TLC. Nothing happens for a while, and I start to think it was all just in my head or something. Right about the time I get up to wander into the kitchen to grab a drink of water. As I'm in there, I get that intense feeling that I'm being watched. I turn to see that same dark shape in the kitchen window, only this time, I rush into action. I hammer 911 into the phone, telling the dispatcher I need the cops to my address ASAP, that there's a home invasion in progress. I honestly don't know if it was the adrenaline or I was just sick of pervs thinking they can get away with stuff like that, but I just sort of charged. After screaming out that the cops were on their way, I ran into the TV room, grabbing the Little League bat, and just ran for the back door which led out of the kitchen and into the backyard. What happened next is frankly astounding. As I ran at the guy, baseball bat in hand, ready to bash his brains out right there in the yard, I recognized him instantly. It was a face I'd seen before, not long ago at all. It was the kid's dad. So long story short, the dad of the kid I'd been babysitting had, for whatever reason, decided he needed to see what kind of babysitter I was. So apparently he drove his wife to whatever party they were headed to, turned back saying he'd forgotten something, then decided to watch me over the course of about an hour or two to see if I was worth the cash that they were spending.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Obviously, since no crime was actually committed, there was no one to charge. The dad offered me a sincere apology, even offered me double the cash just to finish the night up, but I refused. No amount of money could have persuaded me to stay, and needless to say, I was very selective with who I babysat after that.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.